Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I am your host, Chris Meadows, and I am so excited to be on the line with you this evening. I am so excited that you have joined us today. I have a very special guest with me today. But first, I want to tell you that Transformation Begins With You is sponsored by Harvest Girls International Incorporated. Harvest Girls International is a women's and young girls empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. You can check us out on our website at www.harvestgirls.com, or you can like us on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter, and our Twitter is Chris Meadows, C-R-I-S-M-E-A-D-O-W-S. I am your host today, and I am glad that you're here with us. Today, we just want to get right to the point today. I have a few housekeeping announcements about Harvest Girls, and then we're going to jump right in. We have a guest here on the line with us from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I'm excited to have her on the line, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about her later. But first, I want to say, calling all ladies out there, calling all ladies, Harvest Girls International is hosting its 90-day challenge. Yes, ladies, we did not forget about you. Last year, we had a wonderful time on our 90-day weight loss challenge. We lost over 160 pounds, and this time we're going to do it again. We just waited a little later than January to do it. We wanted you to get all those resolutions and all those promises you made to yourself out of the way so that you can be ready now to take the 90-day challenge. If you're interested in taking the 90-day challenge with Harvest Girls International, I want you to go to the website. We have a special website designed just for us, and that is www.harvestgirlsbodybythe.com. Again, that's www.harvestgirls.bodybythe.com. Go to our website, leave your name and your information. We will contact you. We're going to have a 90-day weight loss challenge kickoff party, and we're going to have a ball losing this weight for the summer. I want to get right to our guest today. I'm so excited to have her on the line. I want to tell you a little bit about her. And I'm always excited to bring someone on who empowers from their heart and from their spirit. And I'm talking about no other than Waletta Frizzell. She is the founder of Inner Peace and Harmony. What an awesome name. A company that believes in spreading the message of love one person at a time. How awesome is that? By providing highly personal and intimate workshops to transmute the world around us with radical self-love. Wow, I'm excited already. After 5 years in human services and numerous hours volunteering and speaking with women in the community, it became clear that something was missing. And Waletta said, Inner Peace and Harmony, IPH, as it is affectionately known as, decided that that was the missing link. It was love. And IPH, Inner Peace and Harmony, mission is to share love one person at a time by affirming, appreciating, and accepting each person as a gift without reservations. Oh, my goodness, this is so exciting. Wow. Welcome to the show, Waletta. Welcome to Transformation Begins With You.
Thank you, Chris, for having me on Transformation Begins With You, and a warm welcome and a warm hello to everyone in your listening audience.
Thank you so much. I just want to say to all my listeners out there, Waletta has this beautiful, soft, spoken voice, but she's a powerful force within. I think it's so fitting that she would name her organization Inner Peace and Harmony, because when she speaks, I get such a calmness over me, Waletta, when you speak, because your voice is just so soothing and so calming. But I know early on in your life, it was not that way. So I just want you to tell us a little bit about Waletta, about yourself, And then I want you to tell us what became the passion for starting Inner Peace and Harmony.
In my early life, unfortunately, like many others, I struggled with the self-esteem, the self-love, and feeling worthy and deserving. But then I got to a point where I started thinking, there has to be more to life than this. There has to be more to life. And so I started journeying within. I started looking at life coaching. I started looking at different forms of healing, and I became a Reiki master teacher. And I said, wow, this is powerful, and it feels so good. I started looking for seminars and other people that maybe thought the same way that I was thinking, and I found the Transform Your Life workshop with Gina Pearson. And then after that, it's just like the thought came, Inner Peace and Harmony, because that's what it was all about for me, finding that piece of peace. Being able to, no matter what day of the week it is, I can still be in harmony, if not with everything around me, but I can definitely be in harmony with myself. And then that was the beginning of the end for me, Chris. Then it's been no turning back. And so as I love on myself and accept myself and forgive myself for everything, I'm not who I thought I wasn't, and just start embracing and, like I said, radically accepting myself for myself right now and encouraging others to do the same, I'm just loving it. I'm just loving it.
That's awesome. It's awesome because it's amazing when you stretch yourself or expand yourself. You find out that there's a whole nother person on the inside of you that you didn't even know existed. And the more that you expand and the more that you stretch and the more that you tap in to you, basically, it just fulfills you in a way that you want others to feel the same way. Am I right about that? I mean, we don't want to just keep this to ourselves. We want you to feel the peace and the inner peace and the harmony that is within. Is that right?
Absolutely. 100%, without a doubt. After I tapped into this, I said, if I'm feeling this way, there has to be 100 or 10 or maybe one other person that I could share this with, and others are sharing this, and others can share it with me. Absolutely, this is a journey that I do not want to embark on by myself. I want to encourage as many of my sisters as possible to join me on this journey of self-discovery. I believe it's the only road.
And that's why at Harvest Girls we say celebrate, we teach, celebrate the journey, and transformation begins with you. You have to say, yes, I'm ready to transform. And you can celebrate the journey. It doesn't matter what that journey has been. There is a celebration in you. I'm excited for you because I hear the excitement in your voice. As our mentor and coach would say, Gina Pearson, I hear the shifting in your voice. I hear the shifting. And I'm excited for you. You exciting me, and I'm exciting you. And so I'm hoping our listeners are getting excited. I just want to talk a little bit. Yes, I know. I just want to talk a little bit about inner peace and harmony. How is it working for you when you first tapped in, and versus how now you're giving it out and asking others to tap into themselves? How has that changed your life? How has it transformed your life?
Each day I view as a gift. And I experience this unexplainable joy in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Others tell me they see a light in me. I don't know about the light, but they say they see it. But on the inside, I just feel this feeling of fulfillment. I feel like I'm on purpose, living life on purpose, and the relationships that I enter are so much more fulfilling. And every step that I take feels so much more. It feels supported. Now, when I first started it, I was so blessed, Chris. I must say, I was so blessed when I first started. I experienced an overwhelming amount of support from coworkers, from families, from friends, to encouraging me to keep going further. And they're attending the workshops and they're saying, "Wow, this is not what I expected, but I'm so happy because I am getting that love. I'm feeling brave to move forward. I'm feeling that boldness that maybe I have been procrastinating. My relationships are more loving. I'm loving me. And I said, wow. I said, wow. And I said, well, let's go deeper. Let's go higher. What else is possible? What else is possible?
And it's been amazing. How do we get Willetta? How do we get women? Just like I have Harvest Girls and you have Inner Peace and Harmony, how do you get women to come to the workshop? What are some of the ways that we can get? I mean, because like women hear this stuff and they say all the time, yeah, I've been there, done that. What is so different? How do they know it's going to be different? What is it that is so different or that draws them in? Because I'm understanding that you're designing your own workshops, and I'm hearing that they are just awesome. And I know you share some things with me, and I'm just blown away with some of the things that you have designed to absolutely set the women free and to discover their inner self. Tell me, how do you get the women to the place to come to the workshop? What are some of the ways that you do that?
I ask a simple question. Do you want more? Do you want more in your life? Do you believe that more is possible? And many times ladies answer, I think so. And that's good enough for me, Chris. And I said, if you think it's possible, come to a workshop. Come meet with me. Come meet with these group of ladies. And let's just find out what's possible. Now, I warn them. I say, this will be an exercise in becoming comfortable in that which is uncomfortable, but you'll be supported. And they tell me, well, Willetta, I'm willing to take the risk. Because these are ladies that are attracting to me and I'm attracting to them. They're at a place where radical change is needed. They're at a place where they're ready to expand and even live in their own personal truth. They feel that shift inside their body, that something has to give, and all that I want to do is walk with them. Now am I the end all and be all to empowerment? No, because I have a lot of learning myself to do, but I'm willing to walk right next to them and hold hands if needed. But how do I get them to come to the workshop? I ask the question. Do you believe more is possible?
That's great. That's awesome. That is so awesome. Let's talk about the workshop that you have coming up. You have a workshop that you're doing, and as we were speaking one day, and you gave me the title, and I was like, oh, I just could see it. I mean, it was just life-changing hearing the title. And the name of the workshop is Beauty in the Mirror, and that's your next workshop. Tell me, just without revealing everything, just give us an idea, because some of us won't be able to be there. Just tell us what's going to happen in that workshop. Is that February the 18th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin? Would you tell us what's going to happen at Beauty in the Mirror workshop?
On Saturday, February 18th at the Park Lawn YMCA here in Milwaukee, we are going to look at ourselves. We're going to take a real look at ourselves as we are, and we're going to have an exercise in love. We're going to exercise in forgiveness. We're going to exercise in self-accepting and accepting those around us. We're going to gently and lovingly call ourselves out and say, hello, world, here I am. I deserve to take space. We're going to celebrate. You know what? It's going to be so much fun. We're going to laugh. We may cry. But, you know, we're going to be there with each other to wipe each tear. And we're going to celebrate each smile. And it's going to be, like I said to one lady, it's going to be a hug fest of fun. It's going to be powerful. But it's also going to be freeing. And each woman that's not able to attend this workshop, I hope at the next one that you will be able to join us, or perhaps during Harvest Girl comes. I know that you are doing very similar, you're doing the work as well. But in the workshop, we're going to spend 2 hours together looking at ourselves, not only a physical mirror, but a spiritual mirror, so you can look on the inside.
Yes. That's awesome. I'm excited. I wish I could be there. If it were not for the fact that Harvest Girls was having an event the same day, I would definitely take the drive and bring some of my girls with me to Milwaukee. I know that it's going to be awesome. Beauty in the Mirror. I cannot wait to hear the outcome. You know, speaking of Beauty in the Mirror, we always talk about women have this thing about beauty, and what is beautiful to us is not always our true self. It's always what we see in somebody else or what we see on the television or what we've been told. And so we were always told, as at least I was as a child, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And the thing that I had an issue with, Willetta, is that I wasn't the beholder. I was letting other people tell me if I was beautiful or not. And so let's talk about that a little bit, you know, because not just young girls are having issues with that. Grown women are having issues with identifying their beauty, even at a very late age in life. What can we do to support them with that? And I know part of that is expanding themselves and tapping into their inner core and finding out who they really are to know really what the beauty really is, because it's not about what the external is saying, but it's about what the internal, I say, is seeping out, whatever, live your life inside out. So what I wanted to talk about was the beauty in the mirror. How do we address or talk to, let's just speak to the ladies today, about, you know, looking in the mirror and being beautiful to yourself? Can you just address that a little bit?
Yes. It matters not if the eyes are hazel or blue or brown, or in my community, if you got the quote good hair, if you got the kinky curly hair. What we're looking at is the real beauty, and knowing, like you said, the beholder, and becoming that beholder to remind ourselves that you deserve to be free of those feelings of shame and guilt and disappointment and feeling not of value and not feeling worthy or to be loved and honored and treasured, but say that, you know what, now is the acceptable time for me to be healed. Now is the acceptable time for me to be in my true place of love, unconditional love, not because of anything that I've done, but because I'm taking a breath. Because I'm here. And that's inner peace and harmony. That's all. That's what it's all about. When you said radically accepting oneself, not because of what you've done, not because of you've attained this high level of success, and if you have, congratulations, but just because you are alive. And then forgiving ourselves of not only the past, hurts that we may have experienced, the present, maybe I'm not where I say I want to be, or forgiving someone or something, but just because you're sitting there, you're standing there, you're driving, you're listening, just because of who you are, you deserve to be free. Because, ladies, we've suffered long enough, we've cried long enough, we've been hurt long enough, and now is the acceptable time to be free. And if I had the opportunity, I'm gonna take this opportunity right now. And ladies, I want you to turn your radios all the way up. I want you to hear me so clearly. I want you to know that you are good, you are beautiful, and you are powerful beyond belief, ladies. And I love you.
Oh, so wonderful. That is so. And you know, we don't hear that from one another. We don't get that from one another. And you know, I'm so excited when we can tell each other that we love each other, we can hug, and we're different in many, many ways. But our common ground is that we are one, we are allies, we are women, we are female, and that's the common ground. And no matter if we're indifferent or we have different views, and God made us all that way, and that's wonderful, and that's what makes us so beautiful. But what I love about you is the fact that you teach love, not just from inner love, but love one to another, and that is what we need. Wanted to ask you, there's a saying that says it's not what you look at, it's what you see.
Yeah.
And what I have to admit that sometimes we are so visual, and we know our men sometimes are very, very visual, but women, we're very, very visual, especially with one another, and sometimes we're so hard on ourselves. When we look in that, when the women look in the mirror, beauty in the mirror, on February the 18th, it's not what you look at, it's what you see. What is it that you want them to see and take with them when they leave that workshop on February 18th?
I want them to see a reflection that is loved,
mm-hmm.
a reflection that is loving, and a reflection that is lovable.
Oh, wonderful.
I want, if nothing else, of all the wonderful things we're going to explore and experience and do, if each lady can walk out knowing that, yes, I am loved. Yes, I am a loving being. And yes, I am lovable. And you know what, Chris? I'll hang my hat up and walk with my head held high, and I'll be done.
Yes, and worthy. I dealt with so many years of feeling unworthy because of rejection in my life. And I think the thing that love did for me is counted me worthy. And
yeah.
That would be my prayer with you in empowering the women with the workshop Beauty in the Mirror, that they find themselves worthy of the love for themselves and love for that they can love others.
Yeah,
Willetta, I want to congratulate you on your new CD.
Thank you so much.
I think it is awesome. I heard it for the first time last week. We actually showcased your CDs at the Harvest Girls International Lunch and Learn 2 weeks ago, and it was awesomely received. Would you please tell us a little bit about how that project came about? I just want to tell everyone, I'm going to let Willetta share her information as far as her Facebook and her website, and if you will contact her to find out how to get one of her CDs. It is a CD full of nothing but positive affirmations with her beautiful soft voice and beautiful music in the background. It's something that you could play driving down the street in the car, with the car. You can put it on in the morning to start your day, in the evening when you go to bed, just to put it on to soothe you, and while you're reading a book. It is the most awesome CD of empowerment that I have heard. Willetta, how did that project come into your spirit, and what was the passion behind that CD? It is so awesome.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy that you enjoyed it. The way that the project came about was I had recorded my own affirmation CD that I would play before I would go to bed, and my mom heard it. And she thought that was a great idea. And, you know, and she really encouraged me to, you know, burn a copy and let her hear it. And I did that. And so, then my sisters heard it. and then my friend heard it. And they said, well, I think other people might enjoy hearing it as well. And so I got together with a really great producer. And we just got together. And, you know, I found all the affirmations. And my prayer the whole time recording it was, I just want whoever hears this to be blessed, because it was such a blessing and it was such a healing. It was so healing for me to create it, and so to hear that you enjoyed it, I'm eternally grateful.
There is a calmness and a healing in every affirmation, and I played it over and over and over, and it is awesome. And the ladies that received it, on that day that we presented it to Harvest Girls, they have not responded, but they're going to let me know, and I will forward those emails to you, because I know they are totally being blessed by it. Listen, Willetta, we're running out of time, but we are so thankful here at Transformation Begins With You that you stopped by. But I would like for you to share your Facebook information, your website, if you're on Twitter. Just give us your information so that the listeners can contact you.
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/innerph. Again, that's facebook.com/innerph, or you can email me at inner peace and harmony, spelled all the way out, innerpeaceandharmony@yahoo.com. And if you're on Twitter, you can find me at Frizzle, that's FRIZZLETC. Again,
okay.
That's Facebook. So if you, I look forward to hearing from you.
Well, thank you, Willetta. I am so excited that you have been with us today. I wish we had more time. We thought we were going to have too much time, but now I told you once we get to talking, the time was going to really run away from us. And so I have been so blessed by your presence, by your spirit, by your grace, by your passion. You have been an awesome guest tonight. I thank you. Ladies, gentlemen, because we do have some guys that listen in, please go to Facebook, Inner Peace and Harmony, and like the page. Leave a comment with Willetta and let her know how you have enjoyed the show tonight with her as our special guest. And I just want to tell everyone out there, if you can make it to Milwaukee, this is the place that you need to be on February the 18th. Beauty in the Mirror, this is an awesome workshop. If you want more information, you can either contact Harvest Girls International or you can contact Willetta. And what's your website again, Willetta?
You can either contact me on Facebook at facebook.com/innerpeaceandharmony, or you can email us directly at innerpeaceandharmony@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, Willetta, this has been a fabulous time with you, sharing some time
thank
with you,
so
and we
much.
Will get together soon. And to the listening
to
audience
it.
Out there, I want you to be mindful that I love you, I bless you, I wish you health, and that you may prosper. And above all, remember, transformation does begin with you. Thank you, God bless you, and God keep you is my prayer. Bye-bye now.